All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM, and we're very happy to be joined today by Karen Brown, who is a resident at Waterloo and an activist with Action for Public Housing in Sydney, and she is currently part of an ongoing occupation of the Waterloo public housing estates against demolition, which are stated for demolition by the state Labor government. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Can you give us a bit of a, just for our listeners, especially some of our listeners are quite familiar with public housing campaigning, and a lot of us are involved in the campaign to save public housing in Victoria. Why can you tell us about a bit of the political background to the attempted demolition of the Waterloo public housing estate by the state Labor government?
Well, okay, it started about 10 years ago, or 11 years ago, in fact, by the Liberal state government. They had a program called Communities Plus. It's basically, they don't want to pay for public housing. They want public housing to pay for itself, which doesn't work, really. Doesn't work with hospitals, transport, schools, etc. So their idea was called Communities Plus, where they said the ideal, they said we need social mix, okay? The ideal mix is 30% public housing and the rest market housing, because that makes, you know, it a better environment for the people in public housing. They can aspire, they can see their neighbours and aspire to be like them, or some rubbish like that. In fact, they say this is world's best practice, this 30% share of public housing. In fact, my research shows that that is really related to real estate values. So if you get more than 30% public housing in the area, then the prices of real estate drop surrounding it, which is good news for the homeowners who live in Waterloo now, because they could afford to buy here, and there are plenty. Then along comes state Labor. While they were in opposition, they said, oh, this is terrible, this is disgraceful, this is social cleansing, which is correct. But once they got elected in 2023, they've changed their mind and said, oh, no, we're going to do it anyway. But look how great we are. We're going to add 20% of affordable housing. So that's kind of where we're at now. It's still selling off public land. And, well, they say we're going to own the land, but it's useless if it's got, you know, million-dollar apartments on it. So they're going ahead with dislocating currently 750 households from Waterloo, from perfectly good buildings which are going to be demolished, and those 750 households will go to the front of the waiting list for public housing, which is about 65,000 at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, Karen, I'm just hearing what you're saying, and just unfortunately so much of that is exactly what's also happening in Victoria, and it's heartbreaking to hear 750 families to be affected. And yeah, and that makes the action that you've been taking to try and save the Waterloo public housing just so important. And can you tell us a bit about the occupation, if that's okay? I'm so intrigued what you're up to with that.
Yes, all right. So on Sunday the 24th, we had a rally in Redfern and marched down to Waterloo to where some of the already vacant properties are. And we had a barbecue there and put up some tents, and the idea was really to stay one night, just to make a point.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, these people came and started putting fences up around the housing, and we're like, you can't do that. People still live in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Which they do.
Yeah.
So we kind of just got in the way of them and stopped them putting fences up, and the police came. And luckily we had Jenny Leong, a Greens Member of Parliament, who happened to be there, who, well, we called her, she came and she spoke to the police and demolition workers, I don't know, they're just putting up the fences. So we thought we should stay and stop them putting up the fences.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. It's so organic, but it sounded like that's what's needed at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, look, we've tried the, you know.
We've tried playing nice.
Yep, exactly. Yes, yeah. We've tried other means to stop this. Like, you know, common sense. Mm. Housing crisis, please don't demolish housing.
Yeah, you would think that, yeah.
So going into the kind of next kind of question is that, you know, the state housing minister is trying to make out that, you know, this whole kind of protest is misguided. They very much tried to say this argument that the Waterloo company, community is not functional. And, but also I think the Labor government has also, I mean, they've made a similar argument in Victoria as well, but they're sort of trying to make out that this, that the destruction of the public housing is necessary because we need to build new houses, etc. You know, these houses are not functional and so on. You know, how do you kind of respond to these kind of smears from the Labor government who is trying to basically say that you're protesting essentially for nothing?
Well, look, that was pretty insulting of her to say that the community is not functional. It is functional. Perhaps sections of it aren't, but the solution to that is a people solution, not a building solution. And as for delivering more public housing, well, okay, eventually if they go ahead with their entire plan, there'll be 200, maybe 300 more public housing units than there are already, but that will be years away. And it will be mostly taken up by people who are getting displaced from other public housing, so it's not going to help anyone on the waiting list. In the meantime, they've actually done an audit of government-owned land around Sydney to see where they could build housing. And that's what they're planning to do, but none of it, none at all, is public housing. It's all been given to developers with maybe a fraction of affordable housing, which is... you know, when they say affordable, and when they say who that's for, they usually say teachers and nurses, for example. These are university-educated professionals. So if they can't afford housing, there's something really wrong, or maybe they just need to be paid more. But they're also, like, to say there's essential workers and other workers is a bit ridiculous anyway, because basically all workers make the city function.
Yeah, the comments about not a functional community. I mean, that's just so, it's classist. It's awful. Like, just because,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, imagine there's like really diverse groups of people living there, but, you know, and there's still people. Like, what a way to dehumanize people as well. And everyone deserves a home. Everyone has a right to housing. So it's just, it's completely unacceptable. Yeah.
Everyone does have a right to housing, but it seems that governments all over Australia think that the right to accumulate wealth is more important than the right to housing.
Yes, yeah, it's a bit of a theme going on, isn't there, Karen? Okay, what are the demands of the campaign and the ongoing occupation?
Stop the demolition, refurbish those existing housing. Because they are a bit old, but there's nothing wrong with them. They're double brick, solid as. So we want them refurbished. People can move into them. And build more housing. If you want to demolish this in 30 years or something, make sure there's more housing already for people to move into.
Yeah.
Because the idea that there's 750 vacant properties is a bit disturbing anyway, but that just isn't.
Yeah. No, exactly, yeah. And we all know, most of the residents of public housing who have been evicted, where they actually end up, and it's dire. I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing, Karen, and, you know, all of us are at Green Left Radio. Did you have any final comments?
Oh, look, I just think they call it estate renewal. I think estate renewal should be a people approach.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
And, yes, maintenance is an issue, so just if it's broken, fix it. Don't destroy it.
Absolutely. And they need to be maintaining the buildings anyway. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which they don't. Yes. Yeah. Well, I think we're sort of going to wrap up now, but thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. All the solidarity and well wishing from us down here in Nam, and yeah, and we hope to check in again with yourself and other members of the Fight to Save the Waterloo Public Housing
campaign. Please do.
Yeah, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and yeah, best of luck.
Okay, thank you. Bring a tent.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Karen.